KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 48 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, the warm weather last week allowed farmers to get into a lot of combine time as the corn harvest moved ahead by 10% and the soybean effort by 29%. State Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey said after worries about the late start and drought, farmers have been seeing some good things.
And for the most part, yields have been good. Most of the folks have been happy.
He said some farmers are seeing better yields than they figured to have a few months ago.
Even those areas that were had real dry areas, real dry part of the summer, were very concerned about yields. Their yields are definitely down from last year, but they're maybe better than what they thought they were going to be going into harvest. So our yields have been good in northwest Iowa as well, and harvest is moving along. Thank goodness we had a dry week last week.
The USDA crop report released this week shows 23% of the corn crop has been harvested, which is the smallest percentage by this date since 2009 and more than 2 weeks behind average. The bean harvest moved to 61%, but is also the smallest percentage harvested by this date since 2009. Northey says cooler weather doesn't help with drying the crop, and as we head into the last full week of October, the urgency increases for farmers with crops still in the fields.
We all look around the corner. We know November's coming. We all remember that a couple decades ago, there was a Halloween storm that buried a lot of crops out in the field, and folks have that kind of in their mind, and the clock's ticking. So there are folks that will spend a lot of hours when it finally gets fit.
He says when the harvest conditions are right, you can see combines crisscrossing the fields day and night.
We hope that they're all safe, and certainly everybody out on the gravel roads and the highways need to watch for that farm equipment, because when it's going, they're working hard, and sometimes it's hard to be able to see some of the other traffic that's on the road as well.
Northey farms near Spirit Lake, and he says he's gotten all of his beans harvested, but not the corn. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports three recent arrests. On Monday, 40-year-old Nancy Beth Nelson and 41-year-old Melissa Lynn Chambers, both of Audubon, were taken into custody on charges of theft in the fifth degree. Nelson was charged, appeared before a magistrate, and remained in the Audubon County Jail on other charges. Chambers appeared before the magistrate, pled guilty, and was released. And on October 20th, 36-year-old Brandon Lee Glisson of Boone was arrested in Audubon on an active Boone County warrant. Other agencies assisting in handling the arrest included the Audubon County Sheriff's Office, Adair County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol. Glisson was turned over to the Adair County Sheriff's Office following his arrest. A traffic stop in Audubon County early Tuesday morning resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. The sheriff's office reports 39-year-old Anthony Joseph Miller of Kimbleton was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. Tuesday on charges of OWI third offense, possession of marijuana, having no driver's license, no insurance, and other violations. Miller was pulled over in a 2600 block of Goldfinch Avenue and brought to the Audubon County Jail, where his bond was set at $6,000. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported yesterday an arrest had been made in connection with a stabbing incident that occurred during the early morning hours of last Saturday, October 21st, at 11th and Chestnut in Clarinda. The chief says that around 10:30 p.m. Monday, his police officers arrested 40-year-old Jason Lee Bebout of Bedford on arrest warrants for felony willful injury and assault while participating in a felony. Bebout was arrested in the 800 block of West Tarkio Street after a short foot pursuit. He was being held at the Page County Jail on a $10,000 cash-only bond. Authorities say Bebout allegedly stabbed 39-year-old Monty Castile Jr. of Clarinda multiple times during an altercation. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of 60-year-old Robert Ernest McMartin of Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for driving under suspension. McMartin was arrested just after 2:40 p.m. in the 100 block of West Nichols Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $600 bond. The Creston Police Department reports 20-year-old Seth White of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. White was at the Union County Jail when he was placed under arrest. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Authorities said also that at around 7:20 p.m. Tuesday, a resident of the 200 block of South Lincoln Street in Creston reported that sometime between October 19th and 24th, someone stole the winch off his trailer while it was parked near a storage building at 711 West Monroe Street. The winch was valued at $500. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.